Hey, welcome back. Downtown, by that sound, by that music, that life is a ball game. You know, we're about to talk to Mark Kalinin on the high school report, which is something we do every single Friday. It's brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And buy the first. Dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community, and by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. Welcome, Mark. How are you today?
All right. How are you?
Not bad. Got a rainy weekend coming. What kind of problem is that going to cause?
Well, fortunately, most of the games are today. Most of the soccer games, playoff games, prelim games are scheduled for today. Not a lot scheduled for tomorrow. A boys game got moved to Monday already, Presque Isle and Oceanside prelim game. So, there is a football game tomorrow. Foxcroft plays at Winslow. But other than that, there's not a whole lot on the schedule.
So what are we looking at as we look at the way the season is winding up in soccer? Who do we have in each class you think's got the best shot?
Well, in soccer, the prelims are going on right now, but in each class, they're in the boys rank. In Class C should be interested in the top. In Class C boys, Bucksport's number one, Fort Kent two, Foxcroft three, George Stevens four. They're very strong at the top of that class. And, could be, a lot of interest. Once we get to the semifinals, a lot of interesting stuff there. In Class B boys, again, the prelims are right now. And the top four get a bye. And that's John Babs and Ellsworth and Winslow and Madomic Valley there. So a lot of definitely good stuff there. And, and girls, a lot of good stuff too. Class C, the prelims are going on. In all the classes, the prelims are going on today. So a lot of interesting stuff. Bucksport's the top of Class C there. They're very, very strong. Saw them. Got a chance to see them play a couple weeks ago. Fort Kent's actually number one in Class C. So don't want to look past them. So Fort Kent and Bucksport are the top there in Class C. Are very tough.
We are headed into the football final part of the year, and there's so many divisions and the like. I mean, I kind of keep track of large school eight-man, small school eight-man, A, B, C, D. It's pretty difficult. But in terms of teams in the Bangor, Central Maine area, who looks like they've got the best shot at getting to a title game?
I would say Orno in the small eight-man conference. They actually the eight-man playoffs start actually tonight, but the team they were supposed to play from the Rooster County actually declined the invite, so Orno advances to the semifinals. They'll play the winner of Dexter and Holton, who play tonight up in Holton. Bucksport's the number two team there. They've got a decent shot there. They're gonna to advance. They play Ellsworth in the quarterfinals tonight. And we'll play the winner. The winner of that one will play the winner of Matanuck and Stern. So I would say Orno has a very strong chance of advancing. Camden Hills is number one in the large conference eight man, so they're looking good. But MDIs have been playing well lately. They could give them a challenge if they all make it to the regional final. So that's kind of eight man in Class D. I think Foxcroft's the heavy favorite there. They steamrolled. They're outscored their opponents 372-12 so far this year, and rolling along, doing their thing. And in Class C, their big game happened last night. Oceanside defeated Madomic Valley in a close one as Oceanside will clinch the number one seed there.
Are you have a broadcast today?
We do not have a broadcast tonight. We'll be posting updates from many games throughout the area, and follow us, and we'll have all those scores.
Yeah, well, people can just go to your Eastern Maine Sports website and get more information than they can possibly imagine. Mark, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for bringing us up to date, and Rich will be talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.